or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299CD, Richland Center.
Certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate passing the $95 billion foreign aid package that includes more money for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. ABC's M. Nguyen is in Washington.
Ukraine has suffered months of setbacks on the battlefield due to ammo and air defenses running low. Also in the bill, $26 billion to support Israel, along with humanitarian aid for Gaza, where Israel's war against Hamas continues and could soon escalate in the city of Rafah.
Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson visiting Columbia University today to talk with Jewish students. The Supreme Court today taking up one state abortion ban. Idaho prevents the procedure except to save the life of the mother. Doctors have sued, though, saying they are afraid to offer emergency procedures to save the health, but not necessarily the life of the mother. Democratic lawmakers in Arizona will try once again today to repeal the Supreme Court's decision upholding an 1860s abortion law. This is ABC News. For a lot of us, the American dream of owning a home is still out of reach.
More than retiring, having a successful career, having kids, or owning a car, Americans say owning a home is an essential part of the American dream, according to a new Bankrate survey. But what's holding them back? Bankrate chief financial analyst Greg McBride says
insufficient income, 56% pointed to that. High home prices, 47%.
The survey found 7 in 10 Americans are willing to take steps to find affordable housing, most commonly by downsizing. But with high prices right now, less space might not proportionally reduce cost. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
An Oklahoma mom is back home, but her husband is still behind bars in Turks and Caicos, facing years in prison. Valerie Watson was able to fly home, but Ryan Watson is under arrest after bullets were found in their luggage. They say the ammo was left over from a hunting trip. It's a serious offense on the island. He could face 12 years behind bars. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value. 5 minutes past seven. It's a pretty typical forecast for April. We'll share it with you next.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Elevate your home into a haven. Attend the Senior Expo on April 24th at the Richland Center Community Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meet Violet from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to discover our premium collection of medical-approved lift chairs, adjustable beds, and waterproof mattresses crafted to enhance your comfort and wellness. Violet will be able to address any questions about our products as well as provide recommendations for furniture that can make your small space more inviting.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Lawston Equipment in Lawston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Today, a high of 56 with sunshine and cool conditions. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear and frosty tonight, a low of 30. Thursday, plenty of sunshine and a high of 62. Friday, low 60s with a few thunderstorms possible. Saturday, 76 with spotty showers or thunderstorms during the day, becoming more widespread at night. Sunday, breezy with rain continuing at times, possibly a few thunderstorms and a high of 60. In Richland Center, the air is calm, sunshine, and 35 degrees, up 2 from the overnight low.
She never lets it go to her heart. She never. can turn every head, but she never lets it go to her heart. When they start talking, she starts walking right back to my arms. She can turn every head, but she never lets it go.
Got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank, and I ain't hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks, stuck on repeat. I'll save you a seat. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on good standard time. My card's on the bar. You got nowhere to be if you don't come through, buddy. That's on you, 'cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me. Ain't that right, buddy? Yeah, I'ma get around a two for all the ones. Just busting you back while you cussing the sun. And if your girl don't love you no more, well, here's a tall boy to cry in, and it's been paid for. And if you're short on cash, say cheers. Don't sweat it, leave the sweating to the beer. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on feel-good standard time. On you, 'cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me.
Oh, oh, oh.
Drink it down.
I like my drinks like my roof on the house. We turning up, got double cups, the sun's going down. With lagers, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you bring.
Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on feel-good standard time. My card's on the bar, you got nowhere to be if you don't come through, buddy. That's on you, 'cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me.
The beer's on me.
Gonna save you a seat.
Oh, 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 oh.
'Cause the beer's on me. Come get a Bud Heavy, Busch Light, Keel, Cold Miller, Blue Moon, Red Stripe. Natter day don't matter to me, 'cause don't nothing taste better than free. Yeah, the beer's on me.
Dierks Bentley and friends on WRCO Radio. 35 degrees in Richland Center. Phil Nee with you. And we've witnessed the arrival of Henry Bray. He umpired a doubleheader yesterday. So he's walking, well, I don't know. His knuckles are kind of dragging the ground a little bit. But he made it in. He's here today. We have some exciting stuff as always. You just have to stay tuned. You never know. We also have tickets to give away from time to time this year, courtesy of Civic Media and WRCE, WRCO. Brewer Baseball has been a part of the airwaves in Richland Center for a long, long time.
Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone! He just hit a walk-off out of air! And the Brewers have swept!
Oh, yes. Bob Uecker's call, getting you excited and thrilled for some tickets on the radio to be given away here. The Yankees face the Brewers this weekend. So coming up Saturday night, the Yankees versus the Brewers. 6:10, first pitch time, and we have four seats for you. Four tickets to give away. We'll do that for caller number 11 at 608-647-4155. Caller 11 wins the tickets, and they'll have three friends right away, too, wanting to go, I think.
rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway. One arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other. A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland tonight. Spend my dollar parked in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dovin' on a Mason-Dixon night. This my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight. Tail buck deer munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old groundhog croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar parked in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle doving on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life.
Alabama with a little Dixieland delight. Congrats to our winning caller today, Troy Slaney. Way to go, Troy. He'll be hitting the AmFam field there coming up this weekend and enjoying the Brewers and the Yankees. Good old former American League East rival, but it's the Yankees. I don't care what league they're in. It's prestigious to play them, and it's good to beat them, too, right? Anyway, congrats to Troy. You're our winner, and keep listening. We'll be having some more opportunities to win, courtesy of Civic Media, and remember to catch the games on the radio. Hopefully, Euchre can recreate one of those coming up here during the weekend series for Milwaukee. Well, we'll see what old Hank has got going, either some fact or some Hanko, and a little Hanko-Panko, you never know, on a Wednesday, coming up.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate. 647-6345.
Wiscoat is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscoat mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscoat is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscoat cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Pre-planning a funeral can often provide peace of mind, greater choice, and lower cost. This is Mark Jelenic at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home, and Seelan Houston Funeral Home. Our website, PrattFuneralService.com, has planning tools that can help you find options that are right for you from the privacy and comfort of your home. We are also available to meet with you at any time. Our promise is that the choices you make will be carried out as planned.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve health care for you and your family.
Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Muller & Sons Excavating, Julie Cairns State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
How you doing, Hank?
Me too?
Yeah, there you are.
You said everybody, and I didn't know if I was including too. That. Calm down, ladies. Gee, many Christmas.
Hello, gentlemen.
You get too. Off the windows.
Yep. What's going on?
Nothing much, buddy, and you?
Oh, all right. We both had long games last night.
Oh, I tell you, I got home like at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's when I was about quarter to nine.
Really?
Yep.
So, go home, eat some eggs.
You made eggs?
I did.
Yep.
Eggs, a couple for me and one for each of my little puppies.
Oh, yeah. That's good for them, isn't it?
Very good for them.
A little protein for them?
Yeah. Good for their coats. And. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I wish they'd take off their coats, though. It's starting to get a little spring. So anyway.
It was wild and windy again yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. I was up on top of the ridge, and my pants were dust color. Seriously.
I believe it.
I actually put them in the wash last night, and then I restarted the wash today just to make sure all the mud was out of there now. So.
Sure.
But it was crazy. It was nuts.
Yeah. It was windy and very windy at Platteville, too.
I bet it was.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I bet it was.
And on the verge of raining. Some people did get some rain yesterday.
I did a little bit in Moscow.
Mm-hmm. We had a trace here.
So.
It looked like it was going to be a little bit worse, but it kind of
went around us. Went away. So I was actually out watering my grass seedlings that I planted, and it was like, where did this come from?
You're not going to need to water. I think this weekend we're going to get a pretty good,
a good chunk
of rain.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, which we need. So. Mm-hmm.
So
hope everybody gets their stuff in their fields. And,
right. If you're going to mow, it might be good to mow, I would say, today or tomorrow.
Probably.
Before the weekend.
If we have time.
Mm-hmm.
No games today for you?
No, but I'll be lavishing June. It's her birthday. So
oh.
I'll be...
Happy birthday, June.
Boy, what a present that is.
Hey, I've been saving that for a year.
I bet you have.
Maybe I should work a little harder.
Lovely. Yes.
It is her birthday today. I bet you. What is it? 31 again.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, June.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know she's still, her back probably just hurts every day from carrying your load.
Right. I'll have to spoil her, lavish her.
Oh, you're taking her out to eat?
I think so, yeah. Might go back and get an apple pie, too. You know?
Have you decided where you're taking the show?
No. But she's busy holding grandbabies.
Oh,
today.
Right. That's how nothing wrong with that.
She'll be celebrating her birthday holding grandbabies.
You know, the best way to find out where she wants to eat at.
Where is it? How do you do that?
You just say, hey, honey, you know where we're going? And the first place she says, she'll go wherever she says. That's where you, how'd you guess?
Oh, no, she's not usually that definitive.
Oh, she's not?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, well, I don't care, whatever. So then I suggest a place. You're like, oh, no, I don't like, last time I was there, I didn't like.
Well,
okay.
Well, apparently you care.
How about this? No, I don't know. Let's just stay home. Okay. So that's how it usually goes.
That's how it usually goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will you cook dinner for her?
Oh, no. No, no. I don't think so. We'll probably get something. So we'll be
good.
We'll be holding grandbabies, and she's probably going to get. We'll be in Madison. So
oh, you will be
a few more choices.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know, what gets me about that is in Madison, you think about all the places there are to eat.
Right.
Just tons of them. Right. Everywhere you look. And I've been there before, and you think 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, let's stop and get something to eat. It'll be a good time. You still have to wait.
You still have to wait. Yeah.
They're always crowded. There's always it's just crazy.
Too many people.
A lot of people, but people eat all times of weird hours too.
Yeah, they do.
It's not such a thing as hey, let's avoid lunch and let's avoid the supper hour because it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So let's get brunch like everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right on.
Yeah, but it is what it is. I'm glad. I know that she's happy with the grandbabies.
Oh yeah, holding the grandbabies and the new grandson too.
Yeah, so without question, that's what it's about.
Little Kamari, she's holding him right.
Kamari.
Now. Yep.
Okay. Cool.
They finally came up with a name.
Finally came up with a name. Kamari.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a neat name.
Yep.
Kamari. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Kamari, Phil, Henry.
No, we didn't make the grade.
Seriously, we didn't
get a middle.
Did
name.
Did we even get the board?
We didn't get a middle name, so.
Not even Henry?
No, I don't.
Hammer and Hank?
None of my kids have named a baby after me, so we're going to have to rely on the dogs. So,
Stud Muffin?
No, none of that. We're going to have a little beagle named Philip, maybe. What do you think?
Well, it'd be yapping all the time.
Yapping.
Probably.
Same ears.
Same, yeah. Yeah. Same ears. Same hair with none. Yeah. Short haired.
Well, what do you have? Do you have facts today?
I have some Facko Hanko.
All right. Go ahead.
When predators threaten the bombardier beetle, the beetle retaliates by firing its chemical cannon. Is that a bunch of Hank that's made up?
It's got to be true.
It is true. Chemicals inside the beetle's body combine to produce a hot, corrosive liquid that can be shot at its attacker. It's like a chemical cannon, the beetle bomb.
Beetle bomb.
Wow. Snakes have been used to hold up. As hold-up weapons.
Oh, I'm sure that's true.
It's true.
It's got to be.
Two people taking a late-night stroll in Camden, New Jersey were robbed at Snake Point. And it wasn't a bow and an arrow.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't care what kind of snake it was. If they were holding at me, I would be like, okay, that's fine. Here you go. Here's all my money. I got $1.50 here for you.
Well, at least you have some sense.
Yeah, right.
The nursery rhyme "Mary Had a Little Lamb" was written to mock U.S. Senator George Allen Lamb, who in 1830 sold his influence and vote to powerful textile lobbies.
I would say no.
Yeah, that's a bunch of Hanko.
That's not true.
Yeah, no one fleeced the governments.
A lot of those songs and nursery rhymes came from English things,
yeah.
And they were subtle, like political things a lot of times, but I don't know about Mary Had a Little Lamb.
What about Humpty Dumpty?
I don't know. We'd have to look that up. I'm sure.
Nowhere in there is it say anything about an egg.
Humpty Dumpty? I don't think so. He's shaped like an egg.
No, that's someone's put that in your head.
You sure?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
What we see today is an egg.
Right. He had a great fall. His summer stunk, but he had a great fall. Oh, yes.
Hormel, the maker of Spam, Philip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which, you know, we got one a couple years ago from you and, you know, the Christmas song.
With oh,
the
yeah.
can of Spam.
Yeah. For Christmas.
Yeah, I still have that.
That was the bonus.
Yeah. Hormel, the maker of Spam, sued Jim Henson for naming one of his puppet characters the chief of the native island pigs from Muppet Treasure Island, Spam.
Well, I think that's probably got to be true.
It's true. This is not Spam. Hormel lost, but both parties spent millions fighting the case.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Something? Yes. You probably like Spam, don't you?
Uh-uh.
Oh, don't you? Okay. Mm. Huh. They show it on TV all chopped up and put in a skillet.
They can have it.
It looks pretty good.
You can have mine. I'll bring my can of Spam to you. Soil bandits in California steal thousands of tons of fertile topsoil worth millions of dollars each year, exchanging their stolen dirt for drugs. Is that a bunch of facto or hanko?
I'm going to say that's true.
It's a bunch of hanko.
Is it?
America's only dirt raiders are centuries of plowing, wind, and erosion.
Oh, all right.
So you should never put toilet paper on a toilet seat as a barrier because it passes more health risks than just sitting down without a barrier.
Well, I'm going to say that's true.
No, it's a bunch of
really?
Hanko.
All right.
You shouldn't give a... By using toilet paper as a barrier, you are neither increasing or decreasing the risk of spreading germs.
I wondered.
Wash your hands, Phil.
Oh boy!
Walking in a crosswalk while texting is illegal in Hawaii. Walking in a crosswalk while texting is illegal in Hawaii.
Well, it should be. I'll say it's true.
It is true. It's also against the law in Hawaii to touch a sea turtle, whether you are not simultaneously texting in a crosswalk.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. A team of students from Johns Hopkins University has created an edible tape to hold your burrito together.
That's a great idea.
It is.
I'm going to say it's true.
It is true. It's called Tasty Tape. It's an edible tape for wraps, burritos, gyros, and other foldable concoctions. No more spilling the beans, Philip.
Well, that would make it a lot more convenient.
It would be.
You know, because it's a mess.
Yeah.
Especially when you're driving down the highway and you try not to mess up June's car too much, you know.
Well, you better be good today.
Well, I will.
Jennifer.
Try not to eat in her car.
Google Images were literally created after Jennifer Lopez's wore the infamous dress to the Grammys in 2000. Just another thing of knowledge that I knew.
That's true.
It is true.
Yep. Wow.
But, so we're both off tonight so far, but they are people playing ball games today.
Are there?
Yes, they are. So I know I was talking to Potosi's coach, and I think they have 5 games left this week.
This week?
Yeah. Hmm. So
they got a slow start to the season, I think, with weather and some problems and things like that.
So, buddy, I appreciate your time, and thank you for at least having me in here again.
Yeah, no problem, Hank.
Everybody be kind, buddy.
Go get some rest in your office like normal. So, yeah, that's Hank.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We are celebrating WCCU Credit Union's new Reedsburg West location with a special certificate. WCCU is offering a special 7-month certificate at a great rate of 5.15% APY. This special 7-month certificate at 5.15% is available at all WCC locations through this Friday, April 26th. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop or stop by any of our WCCU offices. Rate based on annual percentage yield, $5,000 minimum deposit. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. Today's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30 and will include their usual run of recently fresh cows and 2-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, including today at 11:30.
And contrary to popular belief, Adam Hess is not for sale today, so be aware of that. Anyway, some notes from this day in history. In 1962, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology achieved the first satellite relay of a television signal. That started it all, 1962. Space Shuttle Discovery blasted off from Cape Canaveral, carrying the $1.5 billion Hubble Space Telescope. The year was 1990 as well. Celebrity birthdays on this day in history, including former Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley, who is 82. Also 82 years young, actress, singer, director Barbara Streisand. And age 90 today, actress Shirley MacLaine. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
You've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy wishes to granddaughter Kalia Pauls, wishing you a happy third birthday. Love you bunches and miss you. This is from Grandma Dawn and great Grandma and Grandpa Willis. Happy wishes to Betty Baxter, one of our great listeners over there toward the Avoca area. Avoca United Methodist Church family wishing the best to Betty Baxter. If you see her, wish her all the best on her birthday. To Karen Welsh from Peyton and Owen, Kevin and Megan. The RC Lions today saluting Sheila Gaines, Justin Click, Ann Schmidt, and June Nee. Happy birthday wishes to Timothy Hefner, number 40, from Grandma Mary. Also to Timothy from Jason, Shelley, TJ, Jocelyn Chance, Ruby, Sarge, Roxy, and Rufus. And happy 40th to Tim Hefner. Love from Mom and Dad. Wishes to Jessica Wanaki, June Nee, Aaron Anderson, and Rebecca Meyer from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. And to June Nee, Tim Hefner, and Letha Murphy from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday, Betty Baxter and Bill Matthews from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. And a happy anniversary, Andy and Becca Keller, celebrating today. Happy anniversary greetings to husband Craig Rasmussen. Love from Judy today. To Judy and Craig, have a great 42nd anniversary. Love from Mom. And happy anniversary to Don and Annette Clark from Five Points Lutheran Church. Yes, to my lovely bride, June Nee, happy birthday, and enjoy holding those grandbabies today. All the best to you today from from me, and I'll probably still have to get you a birthday card, even though I mentioned it on the radio. Anyway, and all the best today from Sherry and Brandy and the whole family listening in.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in Southwest Wisconsin with 2 full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Oh, yes, I remember one of June's birthdays many, many years ago before we were married. Everybody said, he's going to get you a diamond for your birthday. I know it. I know he's going to get a diamond. And I got her floor mats and oil for her car. And, it was practical. It amazes me that she stuck around. Got to play a little on John D. to make up for it.
He came looking for the answers to some questions on his mind. Seeking truth and understanding in the hope that he would find a way to better serve his brothers and his sisters in the sun. Sharing all that he was given, giving all to everyone. Come and listen to the story of a journey once begun. Of a people and their plenty, and their season in the sun, and how they gave themselves symbols and things that they could hold, living lives in desperation in the fear of letting go. Must we always live in fear? For there are things that we must move through, some things to cast aside. But our Father watches over us, our Mother will provide.
Joanne is next with the news here on WRCO. I'll check sports. We'll recap a whole bunch of track and field and golf and baseball and softball yesterday. We'll have that for you during the 810 report.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 37 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships in Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. A freeze watch is in effect late Wednesday night into early Thursday morning for Sauk and Iowa counties. Mostly sunny and cool today with a high of 56. Tonight, mostly clear and frosty with a low of 30. Currently in Richland Center, we have light northerly winds, and it's 37 degrees after a low this morning of 33.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. UW-Platteville is moving out. The university notified the Richland County Board yesterday that after careful consideration and despite tremendous efforts expended by Richland County and the universities of Wisconsin over these past many months, UW-Platteville will completely vacate the Richland County campus by July 1st, 2024. Jeff Barrant, Vice President of University Relations, added, as you know, Governor Evers has recently signed into law legislation authored by Representative Kurtz and Senator Markline, which would provide $2 million to any county where a branch campus has been closed. Once we finalize the end of our MOU, it is our understanding that Richland County would be eligible for these funds, which can be used to redevelop the campus facilities to better serve the community. This potential investment by the state of Wisconsin represents the full consideration of the cost expressed by Richland County. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch responded, Richland County is dismayed and disheartened to share the correspondence received from the universities of Wisconsin today. Despite ongoing attempts to negotiate a mutually agreeable end to our partnership, the universities of Wisconsin has made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the Richland County campus by July 1st, 2024. With no compensation or settlement agreement in place. It is disappointing that the universities of Wisconsin system is shirking their responsibilities. At no time, under any circumstance, did the legislature indicate that receipt of the $2 million grant would absolve the UW University system of their obligations to affected counties. Richland County, which had previously relied on the contractual relationship between the parties, is now facing a potential economic crisis due to the university's decision. The County Board of Supervisors will consult further with partners and counsel to determine and evaluate all available options going forward. If you have questions regarding these developments, call County Administrator Candace Pesch at 608-649-3001. While Richland County supervisors were reeling from the decision of UW-Platteville to vacate the Richland campus by July 1st, a legislative forum was being held on UW funding in Muscadet. State Senator Kelda Royce and Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin shared their experiences regarding recent higher education funding negotiations. Senator Royce is a member of the Senate Committee on Universities and Revenue.
The
Senate committees are like Frankenstein. It's always issues that you don't think like normally belong together. You know, like consumer protection paired with Constitution. But universities and revenue actually makes a lot of sense to me, because the number one driver for our economy is how much we're willing to invest in public education. And unfortunately for our state, for the last decade and a half, we have been not just underinvesting in public education, but actively cutting and harming it.
She says it is frustrating. She hears excuses as to why public education in the state is suffering, not only in higher education, but K-12 as well.
The answers are these kind of amorphous things, like maybe people don't value a college education as much, or you know, student loan debt is too high. I agree. Our demographics are changing. That's true. But the elephant in the room, the biggest single driver of why our public institutions are suffering, is because they have been made to suffer by a legislature that has prioritized massive tax cuts for the wealthiest, richest corporations through the manufacturing and ag tax credit and massive expansions, collapsing of our once progressive tax structure, and deciding that we're just going to spend money on other things, like prisons. And to me, that is a fundamental failure.
Representative Shanklin is a member of the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities. She stated that she has been trying to get conversations going like the one held last night and was thrilled to be invited. She had some points to share with the many that attended.
For every $1 that we invest in the UW system, we get a $23 return on investment. And I bet that doesn't surprise all of you who are here tonight, because you know personally the economic cost, as well as in many cases the personal cost of Richland Center shutting down and what a campus closure means not only to you and maybe your pocketbook, but also to your kids or grandkids' futures, as well as our small businesses' futures, our Main Street economy. So for every $1 we put in, we get $23 back. Here's a comparison. Tourism and arts, both of which are great things and also invest in our economy and support small businesses, that's about a $7 to $10 return on investment for every one state dollar we put in. $23 back for every one tax dollar, yet the state legislature is not doing its job.
She continues to call for a blue ribbon commission.
A convening of state and federal experts to fund our higher education system fairly. So I have a bill as part of the Reaching Higher for Higher Education package that would first and foremost convene economists, labor market experts, higher education funding experts, and people who get it, who are on these two-year and four-year campuses that are being slashed and burned to the ground, to talk about how we can actually invest and really make that investment work for not only rural Wisconsin, but all of Wisconsin.
I had an opportunity to ask Senator Royce if she feels if education is in crisis in the state.
I think so, because we have, in the K-12 system, a voucher program that is poised to devour our public schools and hollow it out from the inside out. And that is part of a long right-wing national campaign to undermine and underfund public education. Republicans have taken off all the guardrails that used to exist over that early voucher experiment. And so now 80% of the dollars are going to wealthy families whose kids have never and will never set foot in a public school. And that money comes directly out of your local schools, and it is paid for by your local property tax dollars.
Representative Shanklin added,
I think that funding for public education at all levels is not keeping up with needs, especially as it relates to behavioral and mental health, supporting our educators and making sure our students at all levels have the support they need. And also, especially as it relates to early childhood education and childcare, I know that early childhood is critical for learning, but we have childcare deserts all over Wisconsin and only 1 year of state funding left for helping our childcare providers stay open without raising rates. So I view public education at all levels as something that we should not only invest in, but should also be supportive of every time when it comes to voting for it. And that's why I'm here tonight.
Many residents wondering on the future of education in the state participated in last night's forum. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage. Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Women running for public office are 3 to 4 times more likely than men to get threats of political violence. And it's not just candidates. Women working as aides and journalists are getting more threats.
This is something that permeates women in politics, not just for the folks that are stepping up to lead, but for the ecosystem of women around them.
Velarde recommends states enact stronger protection for people in public office. A teenager charged with arson after setting fire inside of the Walmart in Sparta is pleading not guilty. The 17-year-old girl is also facing charges of recklessly endangering safety, damage to property, and disorderly conduct. Prosecutors said the teen caused $7.6 million worth of damage. Nobody was hurt in the fire, which closed the store for several days. The state's Department of Justice helped with the investigation. The teen will next appear in court in June. Katrina Barr, the mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu, is asking for her bail to be reduced from a $15,000 cash bond to a signature bond. Her attorney filed a motion in Manitowoc County Circuit Court to allow her to be released on her recognizance. Bauer was arrested on felony child neglect charges in February. No one has been charged with Elijah's disappearance.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Wednesday, April 24th. Luella R. Ellie Zintz, 81 of Fenimore, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Larson Family Funeral Home in Fenimore. Burial will be in the Sand Prairie Cemetery in Blue River. Friends may call at the Larson Family Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Luella R. Ellie Zintz, 81 of Fenimore. Lana R. Adams, 69 of Boscobel, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 4 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel, followed by a private family burial at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 until the time of service at 4. Lana R. Adams, 69 of Boscobel. Mary Louise Gust, 67 of Spring Green, died Sunday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Louise Gust, 67 of Spring Green. Diane Toots Goble, 75 of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 31st at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Diane Toots Goble, 75 of Richland Center.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens. We have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
The 8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance, and interior design services. Mostly sunny and cool today with a high of 56. After a low of 33, it's 37.